Hello and welcome to a SearchExchange.com podcast, testing and troubleshooting for Exchange using VMware. During this podcast, we will hear from Scott Salyer, Technical Solutions Architect at VMware. Scott Salyer is a Technical Solutions Architect on VMware's System Integrator System Outsourcer team. In his role, Scott helps partners develop go-to-market solutions involving VMware products, integrating VMware technology with partner hardware and software. Scott has 11 years of experience in infrastructure consulting for various system integrators, including HP Consulting and Integration. His project experience has been mainly focused on the Microsoft infrastructure, Active Directory, Exchange, SQL Server, and SMS, as well as identity and access management projects. This podcast is being brought to you today by VMware. Visit the VMware website at www.vmware.com. Scott, what can you tell us about the traditional approaches to Exchange testing?
Well, traditionally, approaches to Exchange testing can be inflexible, first of all. The hardware must be identical to production. As a matter of fact, I have a customer that when they buy a production server, they literally have to buy three copies of the server, one to put in production, one to put in the test and development environment, and one to put in the disaster recovery environment. So the hardware upgrades also require the test environment to be upgraded simultaneously with production. So if you upgrade your production environment, let's say to the newest, latest and greatest server model, typically running on physical hardware, you would also have to upgrade your test environment to that same hardware. Software upgrades are also one way. And let's say if you patch the system in your test environment and the patch breaks the system, well, you certainly don't roll it out to production, but how do you get your test environment back to where it was? Traditional approaches to Exchange testing can be costly. As we mentioned before, you require the identical hardware in your test environment, even though the test environment isn't going to utilize a fraction of the hardware that the production environment would. Also, each physical server deployed can require up to 4 hours of work installing the operating system, patching, and configuring the application. Traditional approaches to Exchange testing also lack process automation and scalability. The number of testers operating at any given time is limited. Also, changes to the environment can affect all of your testing staff. So if you patch an Exchange server in your test environment, then all of the testers have to experience that patch or that additional software or whatever. Each testing instance, let's say you have multiple testing teams, each instance requires a great deal of infrastructure and can get complex with multiple testers. So you have to duplicate all of your domain controllers, your DNS servers, and your peripheral Exchange server roles in order to split that system out to multiple testing teams. Lastly, your bug tracking is quite difficult, as if you want, let's say, a troubleshooter to come in and check out a bug, you're frozen in the water and you have to basically stop what you're doing and allow that troubleshooter to come in and take a look at the problem. These are real challenges and pains that Exchange administrators deal with every day in their testing environments.
So what then is new and different with the technology if you use VMware?
Well, virtual machines are hardware independent, so we remove that requirement to have identical hardware in your test lab. Virtual machines are also mobile, so you can move your testing virtual machines around to any available lab hardware with little to no downtime. Probably one of the most interesting features is that virtual machines can be deployed from template. What you do there is you create your template, you patch it with all the latest Microsoft security patches and so on and so forth, and then you can deploy that from template for any new virtual machines you want to deploy in your test environment. You can take snapshots of virtual machines so that if you make a mistake or a patch breaks the system, you can roll back to the previous snapshot and your machine or your virtual machine is right where you need it to be. And then with Lab Manager, a VMware product designed specifically for testing environments, you can really streamline your entire test and development process.
Scott, you mentioned vMotion and the lab manager product. How specifically and what features do they have to enhance the overall situation that we're discussing here?
Well, first of all, virtual machine hardware independence removes much of the cost and complexity from the testing equation. You can stack virtual machines on a drastically reduced number of physical servers, and features like vMotion, which allow you to move VMs to different physical servers with no downtime, really lets your testing environment become a dynamic environment that can move and change with your testing needs. Deploying virtual machines from template really reduces the amount of manpower to deploy in the testing environment. Everyone knows if you manage an exchange environment, production is the most critical environment to manage. So a lot of times the test and development environment really take a back seat to production level issues. By reducing the amount of time that the exchange administrator has to spend in the test and development environment, that means the testers are getting more of what they need at a quicker pace, and it also frees up the administrator to do things that maybe are more critical to the business. Now, VMware Lab Manager that I mentioned before really enhances the testing lifecycle with the following features. You can deploy multiple VMs together into isolated test environments to accommodate multiple testing teams. What I mean by that is that I can take literally a building block of, let's say, a domain controller, an exchange server, and any peripheral roles that go with that exchange server, and I can clone that entire environment multiple times, and those environments are completely isolated from each other, and multiple teams can access those environments without stepping on each other. With VMware Lab Manager, your storage requirements are greatly reduced because we do something called thin provisioning. And thin provisioning really only records changes to the original image and not the entire image itself. So if you have, you know, a 30-gigabyte Exchange mailbox server image that you want to deploy to five different teams, each of those five teams doesn't require 30 gigabytes of space. They only require the space that their changes might fill in the storage environment. And then lastly, bugs can be frozen and sent to troubleshooters via links. So what we do there is if you encounter a bug, you can spin off a clone of that system, and that virtual machine can be sent to a troubleshooter as is, and you can continue working through your test plan. These features can really enhance your solution. Number one, they increase flexibility. You run your virtual machines on any available hardware, whether it matches or not. You can upgrade your physical hardware independently from the operating system, exchange, or any other physical server in your test environment. And you can use snapshots to roll back to previous configurations, let's say after a failed patch, for instance. Secondly, you can reduce costs. As I said before, mix and match your hardware, maximize old servers. Use servers from previous consolidation projects. You can deploy your test environment from template in just a few minutes rather than hours on physical. This can help your increase your staff understanding of the software. Building the Exchange environment on VMware in the lab allows Exchange administrators to train the IT staff on how Exchange 2007 works, reducing costly errors in deployment. And then to enhance your testing with Lab Manager, you can run multiple isolated instances of the Exchange environment, all the required infrastructure components, and you can allow multiple testing teams to work simultaneously. With thin provisioning with Lab Manager, you can drastically reduce your storage requirements for your test and development Exchange infrastructure. And when a bug is encountered, the tester can capture the state of the virtual machine and even an entire group of related virtual machines and send that to a troubleshooter through a standard web link. The tester then can keep working while someone else troubleshoots the bug instance.
Do you have an example of a customer who might be using this in production?
Yes, we have a customer. It's called the University of Plymouth in the United Kingdom. The University of Plymouth is running nearly 50,000 Exchange 2000 mailboxes in production. Their entire Exchange deployment is virtualized. And what they're saying is that their performance is great. They get great uptime with the VMware solution. And as you can see from 50,000 mailboxes, they are an enterprise-level customer for us.
So where would a listener go to learn more about the solution we've discussed today?
We have a website dedicated to our exchange work. It's www.vmware.com/go/exchange. On this website, you'll find sample configurations, reference architectures, performance studies, and frequently asked questions, white papers, that sort of thing.
Great. Now, one last thing. I know that VMware works quite closely with a number of partners. What sort of solutions for Exchange is VMware developing along with its partners?
VMware is testing and validating configurations for deploying Exchange Server 2007 on VMware Infrastructure 3 and partner storage arrays and servers. VMware is working with partners including HP, Dell, IBM, EMC, and NetApp to build solutions in the lab. These solutions range from performance testing to disaster recovery testing to backup and restoration.
Thank you, Scott, for your discussion today. I'd like to thank VMware for bringing us this SearchExchange.com podcast, and thank you all so much for joining us. If you're looking for more information about VMware's products, please visit VMware.com.